I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Ahmed Wali Karzai was no saint. President Hamid Karzai's half-brother was accused of drug trafficking and corruption. But Western officials relied on Wali Karzai because of his understanding of the key players in southern Afghanistan. Today, Wali Karzai's controversial life came to an end. He was shot to death at his home in Kandahar. Wali Karzai's death leaves a power vacuum in southern Afghanistan, just as U.S. troops are about to start to withdraw. Graham Smith is a correspondent for the Toronto Globe and Mail. He met Karzai several times over the last 6 years in Kandahar. Graham Smith, tell us, first of all, what was he like, Ahmed Wali Karzai?
Well, you know, he was laconic. He was, he always affected a sort of tiredness with his position. You know, when he was accused of taking advantage of his position as the president's brother and of effectively running the state for his own personal gain, he would always sort of, you know, give this big kind of bearish shrug and sort of roll his eyes as if he could do without the whole hassle of running Kandahar, running southern Afghanistan as his own personal fiefdom.
And it should be said that Ahmed Wali Karzai was not the governor of Kandahar, and yet he seemed to be the boss of the region. What was the source of his power?
Well, he could make a phone call to Kabul and have Hamid Karzai change his mind about things. And so that was part of his power. Part of his power came from his financial power. He appeared to have a lot of control over the most effective ways of moving drugs through Kandahar, which is via the highways. And he also had some tribal power. You know, he was fairly skilled at playing the tribes off one against the other. And so he was really the informal boss of the whole province. I remember sitting with him when he was discussing, who he was going to have appointed next as the next governor. And in fact, those appointments came to pass. He could hire and fire district leaders. He was absolutely the most powerful man in southern Afghanistan.
And Ahmed Wali Karzai always vigorously defended himself against those charges of corruption and drug trafficking. Here he is talking in 2009 in a BBC interview.
This is all politically motivated. No one was able to produce any evidence. And I always offer to the international community, or to the Afghan government, I made it clear to them if they have any evidence, I will be more than happy to go to prison and go to court. You know, that's my offer. But so far, no one came with any evidence to prove their claim.
So, Graham Smith with the Toronto Globe and Mail, what's your judgment on that? Was Wali Karzai a bad apple, or was he clean and a victim of politics?
Well, he was clearly a bad apple, but, you know, he was our bad apple, and you know, that's the crux of it. He was, you know, the ultimate embodiment of the our bastard school of foreign policy. And, you know, without him, there is a very dangerous power vacuum now in Kandahar. The existing governor, Trulai Wesa, has said that he does not really want to continue as governor. He'd rather take a safer job. And so what this leaves, really, is the freshly appointed acting police chief, General Abdul Razik, a 32-year-old illiterate strongman, as essentially the most powerful pro-government figure in the province. And that's a dangerous thing because it's a heavy burden on the shoulders of a very young man who has a very spotty record as, allegations of human rights abuse. And so it's really a scary time in Kandahar now.
Graham Smith of the Toronto Globe and Mail, thanks for speaking with us.
All right. Thanks a lot.